talk about the news, the website.
Yes, very, very exciting for Federal News Radio. Over the past few weeks, Federal News Radio listeners may have noticed that we redesigned our website.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
It's fantastic.
It looks a lot different, but it looks a little different than what people were used to before. But you know what we wanted to do is make the site more user-friendly. So we've cleaned it up. We've just simplified our homepage a lot more. And we think that that's really, really going to help, especially with searchability.
Yep.
Our searchability on our site has become 10 times better
redesign.
Yeah, the tech team put in a whole new search engine back end, and you can actually find, before you just search something else and find it that way. Now it actually works.
So
it's actually,
yeah.
It's such a novel concept that it actually works.
Yeah. And you know, I would encourage all of our listeners to go to federalnewsradio.com. Click on the site. Click around on the site. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
Yep.
Not saying we'll necessarily do anything about it.
But input is always welcome.
Absolutely. And, you know, people can email the station here at fnrcomment@federalnewsradio.com. They can also email me directly if they'd like. Jay Ziegler, that's Ziegler, @federalnewsradio.com. We're always looking for, suggestions.
You know what else they're going to find on that website?
What's that?
The newsletter.
Yes, we're very, very excited about the Federal News Flash. It's our afternoon email newsletter. And you know, it fills people in on everything that's going on here, the big news in the federal government and the federal contracting world each day. We also then preview what's coming up on your show, The Daily Debrief.
The big show.
The big show, yes, as we like to call it. And what's coming up the next morning on the Federal Drive. And we also do a little recap of what happened on In Depth with Francis Rose that afternoon. So it really is a great resource for people to use, and it's really easy to sign up for as well. All you have to do is go to the homepage, again, federalnewsradio.com, and there's a link under the special features section on the homepage.
Yep.
Click on it,
there it is.
And you can sign up. It's really quick,
easy. It's highlighted Federal News Flash, and you can just and there looks like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, there. And then what will happen is every afternoon, like we said, it's an email newsletter. So every afternoon between 3 and 4, you will get the newsletter in your inbox, and you'll be able to get all caught up on the events of the day.
And one other thing that they're working on, but we have to not tell anyone else.
I leave the room?
No, you can stay. Just don't let anyone else outside this room know. My blog, The Dorbeck Insider, may be coming over to the the poor tech boys back in the back just despise me.
First of all, you call them the poor tech boys. I can't imagine why.
No,
they're men.
They're great.
Men.
They're fantastic. That's why the site looks and works as great as it does, is because of those amazing people. But they have to, you know, I'm persnickety. So so we're working on it probably in the next couple weeks.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great.
So there's a little Federal News Radio flash right there.
Yeah.
And finally, before we let you go, one of the things that we run into often, but not today on our show, is hockey.
Yes.
So we have a couple of sports
on. We do. We have lots of sports here on Federal News Radio. People might not know that. But during the day, while we're all Federal News, at night, we turn into somewhat of a sports station. We have Capitals hockey going on right now within the next month. Nationals.
Having a great year.
Yeah. The Nationals will be starting up again as well. And we are the home of the Washington Nationals. And all
last
of the
night,
sports.
We had GW.
Yeah. And we have GW basketball. We have Navy basketball, Navy football. We have lots of sports. DC United, I don't want to leave anybody out. But I think we're up to 7 sports now. So all you have to do as well is go on to federalnewsradio.com, and there are complete sports schedules for every single sport we have. It'll tell you what time the game starts and all of that. So it's great. Again, another way that federalnewsradio.com is a great resource.